has organized campaigns to transport asylum seekers departing from Libya and other countries to Italy.
We asked if the migrant issue would be the main focus of the next year's opening council of the EU ministers' meeting. The EU needs a serious and constructive approach on the matter in order to draw a clear distinction between asylum seekers and irregular migrants.
According to the Italian government, saving lives at sea has contributed to increasing migration, and while some NGO ships genuinely carry out rescues, others engage, quote, in systematic searches for people in cahoots with migrant traffickers. Humanitarian groups have warned that the government's measures will stop them from saving lives.
Bisogna informare.
People departing from Libya and other countries for Italy must be immediately informed by the media about the risks they would face by crossing the Mediterranean Sea, so that they can reconsider their decision. The best-case scenario for them is to end up in a detention center in Libya. It's hell for people in there.
Over 90,000 people have arrived at Italy's ports this year. Rome has been stopping many NGO-run ships from docking in the country, on one occasion sparking a diplomatic rift with France after an NGO-run vessel flying the French flag was denied entry. Italy's policies on the migrant issue have been strongly condemned over the years. In 2017, the Italian government signed an EU-sponsored agreement with the Libyan government. The deal authorizes Italy and the EU to help the Libyan Coast Guard enhance its maritime surveillance capacity by providing financial support and technical assets. In practical terms, under the deal, every asylum seeker intercepted at sea ends up in a Libyan detention center where torture, sexual violence and abuse are practiced. That deal today is still in place. Max Civili, Rome.
Brazil is less than a week away from Lula da Silva's return to the presidency, and preparations are underway for a massive festival in Brasilia, which will be held alongside the official events. Tens of thousands of members of social movements and Lula supporters from around the country are preparing to travel to the capital, many of whom will be camping out to celebrate the new government at the Festival of the Future, for which dozens of Brazilian artists have confirmed their performances. There is both a sense of excitement and tension as protests against the incoming government by supporters of outgoing Jair Bolsonaro are expected. Despite multiple thwarted plots, called terror plots by the incoming government, people are determined to make their way to Brasilia.
I'm going to Brasilia from Sao Paulo to be there for the inauguration of our president Lula, who will be there, which is very satisfying and makes me proud. And I'm also looking forward to participating in the celebrations and festivities of the social movement.
I'm heading to the inauguration of our president Lula. I want to be with him at the festivities, singing and supporting him, because there are so many good things to happen in our country.
The presidential transition is advancing, and President-elect Lula has been making known some of his ministerial appointments. Among the most notable are singer, songwriter, and actress Margareth Menezes, who will take on the role of Minister of Culture, and lawyer and writer Silvio Almeida, who serve as Minister of Human Rights. Lula's former environmental minister, Marina Silva, will take another turn heading the ministry. Sources close to Jair Bolsonaro say that he will not be handing off the presidential sash to Lula da Silva and will be taking an extended holiday at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in the United States. Camila Escalante, Sao Paulo.
Lebanon's economic meltdown is about to enter its fourth year with additional afflictions in its trail. Although the country could finally hold the much-awaited parliamentary elections, it entered the trap of a presidential election stalemate.
With the mindset and the mentality of many of the Lebanese politicians, I think it's a very difficult process. You mentioned the Lebanese forces. It's known the Lebanese forces have this blind hatred and ideological demonization of other parties, first and foremost Hezbollah. This facilitates the intervention of foreign parties like Saudi Arabia, who are said to put a veto on certain presidential candidates.
The year 2022 was not all towards a downfall for Lebanon. The year marked the finalization of a maritime border deal signed by Lebanon and Israel after more than a decade of on-off indirect talks. Hezbollah Secretary General stressed in a brief statement that the deal is a victory for Lebanon's government, people, and resistance. He also declared the end of Hezbollah's exceptional mobilization over the maritime dispute, saying the resistance movement had accomplished its mission regarding the issue.
What happened in Nakara is not normalization with Israel. This deal is not an international treaty and is not a recognition of Israel. Israel itself has admitted it received no security guarantees.
Analysts believe Hezbollah made the right calculations in this move.
What stood out for me was the pragmatism exercised by Hezbollah in this particular agreement. It was very pragmatic in its approach, focusing, I think, first and foremost on Lebanon's economic interests, particularly with the dire economic situation. I think it was also a smart game played by Hezbollah, because I think that they believed deep down there was a conviction by the leadership that Biden couldn't afford another war and would prevent Israel from launching a war, even if Israel had a wish.
The deal is also seen as one of the major achievements of former President Michel Aoun, who stepped down in November without a successor. Now, while Lebanese lawmakers have so far failed to elect a new president, a caretaker cabinet remains in place since the parliamentary vote last spring, showing no sign of efforts to implement economic reforms. As Lebanon ends the year 2022 without a president, observers are skeptical that any achievement concerning this file can be achieved soon. However, many believe that prospects for gas production and export are promising in the new year. Maryam Saleh, Beirut.
This is The Teacher. A radio documentary on the life of prominent martyrs of Islam.
I hope that Allah the Exalted will reward and bless him, that he will help him live a blissful life, and that he will make his end.
Azizan Mushtaq, ta kasi shahid nabud, shahid nemishavad.
Dear brothers, without being a martyr, you would not become a martyr.
Today is a special story, the life and character of Shahid General Haj Qasem Soleimani. Dear listeners, as the whole world knows by now, one of the greatest soldiers of Islam, one of the most courageous and bravest commanders of Islam, the one who was loved by all true Muslims, the legendary Haj Qasem Soleimani, the nightmare of all terrorist regimes and forces, was martyred by the terrorist Zionist regime of America and its allies. However, Allah has said in the Quran that martyrs are alive and that we should not say that they are dead. They are alive, but we cannot sense their life and existence. Haj Qasim and his comrades, as well as all martyrs from the beginning of history, will continue to exert their influence in this world, even though we may not be aware of it. With his martyrdom, the whole Muslim nation became more united. Just like our magnanimous Imam, Imam Khomeini, had said to the Western Zionists and their puppets, "Kill us! Kill us! Our nation will become more vigilant and awake." The enemies of Islam should not think that by martyring this great commander, they have achieved victory. No, the forces of Islam will take such a revenge on them that will go down in history and hasten their downfall. This is Ayatollah Khamenei's statements when awarding Major General Soleimani with Order of Zulfiqar.
Allah the Exalted says, Allah has purchased of the believers their lives and their possessions. For theirs in return is the heavens, paradise. They fight in His cause and slay and are slain. The Holy Quran, chapter 9, verse 111. What is offered to you in return for jihad in the way of Allah, and what Allah the Exalted grants in return for laying down your life and offering your possessions, is paradise and divine satisfaction. Allah the Exalted has thankfully blessed our very dear brother, Mr. Soleimani. He has time and time again exposed his life to the invasion of the enemy, and he has done so in the way of Allah, for Allah, and purely for the sake of Allah. And he has made a great endeavor. I hope that Allah the Exalted will reward and bless him, that he will help him live a blissful life, and that he will make his end marked by martyrdom.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. The martyrdom of the great legend, Shahid General Haj Qasim Soleimani, was met with strong reactions by all major Muslim figures of the resistance movement. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, the Secretary General of Hezbollah, condemned such a terrorist act at the hands of the U.S. Nevertheless, martyrdom in Islam is something to be proud of, and the one who is martyred must be congratulated for achieving such an honor. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah said a very good thing to the U.S. He said that just the shoe of Haj Qasem Soleimani is worth more than the head of the evil president of the U.S., Donald Trump, who is merely a terrorist in a suit. Other heads of state and resistance figures, such as the leader of Ansarullah of Yemen, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, who was definitely one of the allies of the Quds Force of IRGC, as well as Ismail Haniya, the leader of Hamas, and the presidents of Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, Turkey, and of course all of the officials of the Islamic Republic of Iran condemned this terrorist act of the U.S. This is the voice of Shahid Qasem Soleimani, along with the English translation of his words.
Dear brothers, an important point to keep in mind is that without being a martyr, you would not become a martyr. The first condition to become a martyr is living like a martyr, and in fact, be a martyr.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. After the martyrdom of General Haj Qasem Soleimani and his comrades, funeral processions were held for this great martyr in Iraq and five major cities in Iran, meaning Ahvaz, Mashhad, Tehran, Qom, and Shahid Soleimani's hometown of Kerman. People's presence was unprecedented. That is to say, millions of millions of people attended his funeral in these cities. Ayatollah Khamenei prayed before Shahid Soleimani's body in Tehran. Ultimately, Haj Qasem Soleimani's body was buried in the Cemetery of Martyrs in Kerman. Iran vowed to take revenge. As a result, the Americans were filled with fear and didn't know what was about to hit them. At about the same time as Haj Qasem's burial, on January 8, 2020, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps conducted a missile operation in retaliation of Haj Qasem Soleimani's assassination. The American base of Ain al-Asad was targeted by 15 ballistic missiles of the Islamic forces of Iran. The Supreme Leader of Iran said that this was merely a slap on the face of America, and that Iran's real revenge has not been taken yet.
Hey, U.S., you stop him! We will end it!
Hey, U.S., you stop him! We will end it! Hey, U.S., you stop him! We will end it! Hey, U.S., you stop him!
La 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 اللهم إنا لا نعلم منه إلا اللهم إنا لا نعلم منهم إلا خيرا اللهم إنا لا نعلم
روز قوه رب الکعبه رستگار شدم پیروز شدم من رسیدم من بردم
By the Lord of Kaaba, I become prosperous. Prosperity means becoming victorious, reaching the goals, and winning everything.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the great martyr of Islam, Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani. Please don't forget to log on to our website, which is www.parstoday.com. And if you have any questions or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.
Just listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellite. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,650 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 49 meters, 6,040 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave 25 meters, 11,880 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our programs via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or Bat 5 and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
This is the show A to Z. For today's program, Brother Muhammad is going to talk to us about Islamic education. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's discussion with regards to Islamic education, we would like to look at an important aspect of the Islamic practical worship system, and that is the act of performance of salah, which is the daily prayer. When it comes to children and to introduce Salah to them such that it becomes a part of their daily life, it is very important for us to look at this one principle very carefully out of the different principles of teaching and nurturing Salah to children. We find this principle to be very relevant for us, especially for those who live in places that children are not introduced to Salah early on and they do not live in an environment that is encouraging Salah. And that is to not go into excess and overboard when we are teaching and nurturing Salah. This excess and extremism when it comes to teaching Salah can have a very severe detrimental effect on the Islamic nurturing and education of children. For example, on one hand, we find that the Holy Prophet himself would caution people from leading Salah in congregation in such a way that would overburden the people who are following in the congregational prayer. So for example, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi one day and he complained about a person who would lead Salah but take a very long time in ending the Salah. And this person, when he complained to Rasulullah, who is the messenger of mercy, he became quite angered. And he went forward and he told the people, "O people, why do you distract and push people away from Salah and from worship? Why do you drive people away from Salah? Any person who leads people in congregation should shorten his prayer such that there might be individuals who are sick or those who are weak or those who have certain issues and chores that they have to look after, and shortening of Salah in this way would assist in, on one hand, granting them the thawab and the reward of being together in congregation, and on the other hand, it will keep them attached to prayer, to Salah, rather than driving them away from it. And it is known from different companions of Rasulullah that they say that when Rasulullah himself would lead Salah, فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَانَ إِذَا صَلَّى بِالنَّاسِ خَفَّ بِهِمْ. And they would say that Rasulullah, when he would lead Salah, he would make it very short, such that we even have traditions that when a child once was crying, when a baby was once crying, the Holy Prophet sped through Salah, such that the companions were surprised. And they said, "Oh, Rasulullah, what happened to you in the middle of Salah? You started to speed." And Rasulullah said, "Did you not hear that baby crying? The baby was actually wanting to have milk, and the mother was busy in congregational prayers. And had I extended the Salah too long, it would have kept the baby away from the mother. And since I did not wish for that, I sped through Salah." So we find this seerah, this lifestyle of the Holy Prophet, to make Salat easier. Obviously, when we talk about speeding through Salah or making it easier, we do not mean that we let go of the wajib and the obligatory aspects of Salah. Rather, we maintain those, but at times, due to circumstances, we do not go through all the different mustahabbat, all the different recommended acts. For example, reciting long surahs is recommended in Salah. But when reciting in congregation, it can be avoided. Or when teaching children or leading children through Salah, it can be avoided. And such is the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny, that we need to learn from and keep away from excess when nurturing Salah in our children. I hope you enjoyed today's discussion. Until next time, fi amanillah, under God's protection.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
the third martyrdom anniversary of top IRGC General Qasem Soleimani. Exactly 3 years ago, a top Iranian general who had led the fight against Daesh terrorists and defeated them decisively in West Asia was assassinated by America's terrorist army. Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani was an Iranian hero, and indeed a regional hero, who had successfully campaigned and defeated Daesh terrorists in West Asia, much to the annoyance and chagrin of the United States, which had trained, armed and funded Daesh terrorists right from the very beginning. The whole world has acknowledged Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani's vital role in this regard, and he is quite rightly recognized as a defining figure of the axis of resistance and a man who defeated and expelled Daesh terrorists from Iraq and the wider West Asia region. In the early hours of Friday morning, 3rd of January 2020, in a terrorist attack carried out by a US drone near Baghdad International Airport, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the IRGC Quds Force, and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes, the deputy commander of Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces, also known as Hashad al-Shaabi, were assassinated when a drone-fired missile hit their vehicle. In this special program, we take a look at the life and record of Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani and his role in strengthening the axis of resistance in West Asia, on the occasion of the third anniversary of his martyrdom. Sacrifice of life is the theme of this year's anniversary. Please stay with us. Brief description of Martyr Soleimani's life now follows. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, the young Qasem Soleimani joined the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the IRGC. In September of 1980, when the 8-year imposed war started, the young Qasem Soleimani trained several brigades in the city of Kerman in southern Iran and sent them to the war front. He became the top commander of IRGC forces in West Azerbaijan province in the early years of the Islamic Revolution. In 1981, he was appointed commander of the 41st Division of the IRGC, the Sar Allah Division, and during the 8-year imposed war, he became the commanding officer in charge of Valfaj 8, Karbala 4, and Karbala 5 operations. The huge Karbala 5 operation was the most successful and biggest operation of its kind during the war, and it resulted in a significant weakening of the Ba'athist regime in Baghdad, both politically and militarily. The operation tilted the war in Iran's favour. After the war ended in 1988, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani returned to the city of Kerman and took charge of a campaign against drug trafficking and narcotics. He fought drug smugglers and traffickers along Iran's long border with Afghanistan. The drug traffickers were active along Iran's eastern border and were guided from outside of the country. Lieutenant General Soleimani played a key role in the fight against drug trafficking. In 2000, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, appointed General Soleimani as commander of the elite Quds Force of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, the IRGC, a position which he held until his assassination and martyrdom by the terrorist US Army in January of 2020. The martyr general Qasem Soleimani was a man who spared no effort in the way of Islam and for his country. His long list of achievements are truly a source of honor for Islamic Iran. One of his many achievements was the strengthening of the resistance front, resistance to U.S. and Zionist hegemony in the West Asia region. As the top commander of the IRGC elite Quds Force, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani played a vital role in strengthening and expansion of the axis of resistance. In fact, he was instrumental in strengthening of both Hezbollah resistance forces in Lebanon and the Palestinian resistance groups in the occupied territories. One can say that Hezbollah's victory over the Zionist regime in the 33-day war in the summer of 2006 and the Palestinian resistance victory over the Zionist regime in the 22-day war in the Gaza Strip was a direct result of Martyr Soleimani's efforts, which bore fruit. Also, the war in Syria, which the West hoped would result in regime change in Damascus and uprooting of Islamic resistance in that country, was transformed into a triumph for the Islamic Resistance Front, and complete destruction of Daesh terrorists in Syria, thanks to the efforts of many, chief among them, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani. Other achievements of this indefatigable general include the uprooting of Daesh terrorists in Iraq. Forces under the command of Lieutenant General Soleimani played a key role in liberating the cities of Mosul, Tikrit, Jafar al-Sakhr, Samarra and Karbala from Daesh terrorist occupation in Iraq. He also headed the Umm al-Ma'arek operation, which prevented the fall of the city of Erbil into Daesh hands. The Iraqi Prime Minister, Mohammad Shia al-Sudani, has praised Lieutenant General Soleimani by saying, "The untiring efforts of Martyr Soleimani, hand-in-hand with popular mobilization forces, the Hashad al-Shaabi, for Iraq's security and uprooting of Daesh terrorists is an excellent example which shows the brotherhood, the friendship between the peoples of Iran and Iraq. This shows clearly that both nations are moving in step and assist each other when the need arises." Mike Wallace, a member of the European Parliament from Ireland, has commented on the achievements of Lieutenant General Soleimani by saying, "No one has done more than General Soleimani to defeat Daesh terrorists in Iraq. The United States of America and its allies, meanwhile, created Daesh terrorists and armed them and trained them. Thus, surprisingly, the world failed to condemn the brutal assassination of Lieutenant General Soleimani by the US military. Thus, it is not unexpected that the fame and reputation of Lieutenant General Soleimani has transcended international borders and gone well beyond the boundaries of Islamic Iran and even the world of Islam. He is rightly regarded as the supporter and the champion of the oppressed and the downtrodden the world over." The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has poignantly said, "The qualities and characteristics of Martyr Soleimani should be looked upon as a school and an academy which teaches us courage, bravery, fighting for what is right and the truth. Only then will the true value of Martyr Qasem Soleimani manifest itself." Martyr Soleimani is rightly regarded as a national hero in the Islamic Republic of Iran and among the freedom and independence-seeking peoples of the world. Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani also played a key role in countering U.S. plots and schemes in the West Asia region. America's costly and disastrous occupations of both Iraq and Afghanistan were very unpopular back at home. And it soon became clear that continuing U.S. occupation of these lands was totally untenable. Thus, the Americans came up with the idea of forming various proxy terrorist groups and pursuing their political goals in the region by arming and training these proxy terror groups to wreak havoc in the region, and in particular, to disintegrate both Iraq and Syria. A fractured Iraq and Syria would be ideal for the Zionist regime of Israel, and also the Americans would have a much easier time plundering the natural resources of both nations, especially crude oil. This was the main reason for the formation of Daesh terrorists, also known as ISIS terrorists, by the Americans and their allies. Some regional countries, such as Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, also aided and abetted Daesh or ISIS terrorists by funding them and arming them. It is also worth noting that Donald Trump, in a speech in August of 2016 during the 2016 presidential campaign, accused the then President of the United States, Barack Obama, and the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, of founding the Daesh or ISIS terror group. Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani was instrumental in countering this U.S. plot and scheme by forming a regional axis of resistance, effectively uniting the Palestinian resistance groups, Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement, Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, Syrian government forces, Iraqi government forces, and the Yemeni resistance forces. This remarkable achievement was a major thorn in the eyes of the United States and prevented the breakup of both Iraq and Syria. It was a major obstacle to U.S. and Zionist plots and schemes in the West Asia region.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل
فضلك. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm very happy to say that some of the students of Sevier International School are here with us in this session, the same as our previous session. So, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Fawad Haider. Welcome, everyone. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Fawad?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are
good?
You?
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
That's great. Thank you. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. So everyone is fine. We hope that, dear listeners, you are as well fine and healthy. So today, the same as our previous sessions, inshallah, we'll have one of the important verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. It's a long one as well, okay? On page 28, verse 185, which talks about the month of Ramadan and fasting, Saum or Siyam. So, brothers and sisters, let's everyone listen to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
Thank you so much for listening to this ayah, brothers, and also our brothers and sisters who are listening to us. Now I will read this ayah. Make sure, inshallah, okay, you listen and repeat. Are you ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان
فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه
فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه
ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر
ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر
يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة
يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة
ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون
ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون
to mashallah. So brothers and sisters, this ayah is so long one, and we are not going to explain this ayah, just some of the messages, okay, that we mentioned some of them in the previous ayah as well, okay? So the first thing, شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, is the month that أنزل فيه القرآن, that the Quran Kareem, okay, was sent down to the Prophet in this month, okay? And also what? The nights of Qadr, the holy nights of Qadr, okay, also in this month. So the importance, listen up, the importance of the month of Ramadan, which is the best month, okay, in the whole year, okay, it's better, it's the best over the other ones, okay, the other 11 months, okay. So it's because Quran Karim was sent down in this month, the nights of Qadr are in this month, okay, and also it's a month that we should fast. And in this month, Allah Almighty has given us a reward, okay, that in this month, if someone, okay, makes a good deed, okay, does a hasana, okay, performs a hasana, good deed, it will be given thousands of thawab. Okay? And if someone, God forbid, commits a sin, also he will have the punishment, okay? More than the number of his sayyat, okay? Or sins, okay? Now, guys, Allah Almighty has sent down the Quran in this month, okay? هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. It's a guidance to the mankind. And فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ فَلْيَسُمْهُ. The one who sees the month, okay? The one who is in the month of Ramadan, okay? Who witnesses should fast, okay? Understood? And وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. In the previous, as well in the previous session, we talked about it. The one who is sick, who is ill, who can't fast, who doesn't have the power to do, the ability, okay? He's in bed. The doctor has prescribed him not to fast, okay? Because it will be harmful to his health. Or he's on a journey. So فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. He has to do fasting in the other days, not in the month of Ramadan. All right? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. Allah Almighty desires ease for you. Simplicity, not difficulty. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. He doesn't want you to be in a hard time, okay? You have hardships. So Allah Almighty doesn't want this. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. So you, the days that you couldn't fast, you have to fast the other days, okay? Understood? لِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. To complete the days. If, for example, in the month of Ramadan, you could not perform fasting for 10 days after Ramadan, you have to do it, okay? 10 days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And that you may give the, magnify Allah Almighty for guiding you, and that you may give thanks to Allah Almighty. So, this ayah was a long one. هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ يُوَحِّدُنَا لِطَرِيقِ الْخَيْرِ يُوَجِّهُنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْزَلَهُ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, guys, that was all okay. I mentioned some of the points, okay, about this ayah. Refer to the Tafasir book, okay? The conditions of why someone should again compensate the fasting, okay? After the month of Ramadan, or the conditions of for a person who is on a journey, okay? These things, inshallah, you can learn and refer to the Tafasir book and learn them, okay? Now let's go to the very important part of our class, the Tajweed rules. Actually, the very important ones we will mention, because it's going to take a lot of time and we don't have much time. So, شهر, and we really recommend our brothers and sisters to stay with us, okay? Yes, in every day with us, okay? And IRB English Radio, we'll have a Quranic session, we'll practice the Tajweed rules with you. So, شهر رمضان الذي رمضان نا الذي همزة الوصل is there, okay? You have to skip because you join the words. شهر رمضان الذي, not شهر رمضان الذي, no, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل إخفاء نون ساكين plus زا, hide the sound of نون, أنزل فيه القرآن, همزة الوصل, skip that, yes, حسن,
yes,
فيه القرآن هدى, that's Alif Maqsura. Huda, actually, if you stop, it is changed to Huda. Hudan, if you join, Tanween is there. Lam comes after this word. So, Lam has a tashdid on the top that helps you understand that you have to merge the sound of Tanween into Lam. Insert the Tanween into Lam. It changes to Lam.
Yeah.
Hudan changes to Hudal, Lin, Nas, Lin. إدغام هدى للناس وبينات ميم مشدد بينات تنوين join it with ميم بينات إدغام yes من الهدى والفرقان so here pronunciation of the letter قاف a heavy letter فرقان yes جيم tells you it's جائز you can stop here or continue it's okay no problem both are the same فَمَنْ شَهِدَ نُون Sakin plus sheen tells you the rule ikhfa. But ikhfa, that tells you the letter sheen comes after it. Faman shahida minkum. Yes? Minkum idgha ikhfa. Ash-shahra falyasumhu. If you stop falyasumhu, right?
Yeah.
Salah tells you better to
stop.
Yeah, connect. Better connect, to continue. Connect, yes. Wasl is better. وَمَنْ كَانَ إِخْفَى, you know this, مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى. مَرِيضًا, تنوين plus أَوْ. أَوْ starts with Hamza. إظهار نورول. Just normally read it. مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. Right? فَعِدَّةٌ سَفَرٍ. فَعِدَّةٌ إِخْفَى, you know this. فَعِدَّةٌ إِدْغَام. مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Bodhar izhar. Izhar, yes? In the previous session as we talked about it. فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Just pay attention to the long vowel and short vowel. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The other rules, you already know. They are easy, no problem, okay? Just listen to the recitations of this verse, okay? And repeat it, okay? Practice it. Thank you so much. That was all about the Tajweed rules. Just a short explanation about the ayah we did, but you have to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, interpretations, okay? And learn more. Do you have any questions?
No.
Let's give thanks to Allah Almighty first and foremost. Let's give thanks to IRB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network for cooperations. So, see you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa alihi al-faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the